What would you be buying?
It's one you alerted me to, a company called AutoNation. I don't know if you remember that or not.
No.
No, well, they sell motor cars in the United States, but they're, you know, they've got distributorships, both used, new and used. And what's happening now, the results were out today, which were really incredible, mainly because people in the U.S. are, you know, buying secondhand cars. They're preferring to own cars rather than to use public transport systems.
Oh, yes, I did make that point a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I remember these things. So it's really and the outlook is really good in the sense that your distributors are actually going to run out of stock. So you're going to find the, you know, prices for used cars going up. There's another one, Carvana as well, which has actually got a vending machine. Also a brilliant company, which is up about 150%. But just have a look at AutoNation.
Okay, I should remember what I say. I live in a state of a haze of blissful ignorance. Wayne, how about you?
I'm going to go for Philip Morris. I mean, they came up with their results, fairly good results. The Eat Not Burn products are growing phenomenally, 50-odd%. Buying it on a forward price earnings ratio that's at 12 or 13, you're going to get a very high dividend yield. So the same as British American. Philip Morris is doing very well.
Yeah. Okay. Gents, we shall leave it there. Thank you both for joining us this evening. David Shapiro is from Sasfin Securities, Wayne McCurry from F&B Wealth and Investments, and a reminder to tune in tomorrow at 9:30 for the live presentation of Altron's interim results. Have a good evening.